good day to you all. Pray you're having a great day in the Lord. This is Tim Karskaden, pastor at Christian Center of Shreveport. And we're dealing with this week, open doors to the demonic in our lives. Well, welcome back. Day two on this topic, open doors to the demonic in our life. We're going through the steps that in Derek Prince's book, You Shall Expel Demons, when he talks about the five basic areas he identifies as areas where the demonic can really make residence in your life. Now, again, we're assuming that as you're listening to this podcast that you agree with that, that the enemy can have residence. Even if you don't believe that, at least believe that you can be under attack from the enemy in your life, and that he'll have some level of influence against you, and that you need to make sure that you're protected and you have kept him away from you. I mean, at least go there. If you have a hard time listening to that type of language we are using, which is believing that there can be some level of residence of the enemy, I don't. How common is it? I don't know. Within a believer, I've seen it worse in others and less than others. It's unusual to describe it in somebody, but it is describable. And so I think it depends on how much work the person's doing, how much truth they're seeking and sitting under, teaching wise and studying on their own. If they're in arenas where that's never dealt with, and you know, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. There are some that just faith it up and just, I don't have these problems, and they don't seem to manifest. Doesn't mean they don't have them, but they don't seem to manifest. Many times the enemy is deceptive, hiding, you know, in places that people do not know. And why would he want you to know that they're there? Wouldn't he rather stay in hiding and influence your life without you knowing and you thinking you're free, when in fact you're not? And, you know, my question to anybody is, why don't you want to be free? I want to be free. Well, the five areas we started with yesterday that we feel like where the enemy can take up residence within your soul is emotions and attitudes, the mind, the tongue, sex, and physical appetites. Yesterday, we dealt with emotions and attitudes. And again, I want to reiterate, just because you struggle in your emotional arena and your attitudes does not mean you have demons residing there. We're talking about habitual, you know, cycles in your life, that these are areas you can't get changed. You're obsessive in some areas of your life as far as sin issues. So that's really what we're talking about, more so than just, you know, blowing it in your top every once in a while or having issues with your attitude and your emotions, okay? So we left off yesterday talking about how these spirits grow and how there's a groups of them sometimes that come together. One opens the door to the next one. And so what you'll have is similar demonic activity in over one area. So if it's rejection, you know, it starts with that, like I said yesterday, self-pity, loneliness, depression. You know, you go all the way down the road. It increases, it escalates in its manifestation in your life. You finally get to despair and you just don't want to live. I mean, that's how far it can go. But it's not really what the real problem is. The problem is if you just deal with the rejection, then we close the door to these gangs, if you want to look at it that way. It can do it that way. So, you know, a person's reaction to rejection, if it's aggressive, if you're aggressive to it, it can bring the manifestation of anger and hatred, rebellion, witchcraft, violence, and finally, the spirit of murder, which is hatred. You know, it can lead to that. You may not kill somebody physically, but you will kill them in your heart with a spirit of anger. We're told that through Scripture that that's what it leads to. And, you know, in 1 Samuel 15:23, the Lord speaks and he says, rebellion is the sin of witchcraft or divination. And so when people open up their heart to rebellion, witchcraft is likely to follow. And I understand there's witchcraft within the soul, but it's an open door that will actually lead to witchcraft from the dark side. And we saw that in King Saul's life. Eventually, you know, he goes to a witch looking for help. I mean, he went all the way to witchcraft. And it started through rebellion. And what was he fearing? The people would reject him. So he had a perceived rejection, which opened the door to the level of witchcraft that moved to his life till finally he felt like he had to move in that direction and give in. So when you open to that, witchcraft is most likely going to follow. So how do we deal with all this stuff? Well, one is forgiving, because rejection is almost always tied to unforgiveness. And I can't, you know, I know it's hard. You may say, I can't say that. I can't get there. I don't have the grace to forgive. And as I said yesterday, no one in the universe has a greater capacity to forgive than our Lord Jesus Christ. He has forgiven the sins of the world. I'm talking about every vile sin that has ever been committed. Christ died to forgive it. So if you can't forgive and you feel like you can't, and I don't think sometimes we have the capacity to, you have an advocate who has and can strengthen you to forgive. So here's a prayer. Lord, I can't forgive. I need to. I want to. I know it's who you are. I know you have the ability to do it. So Lord, I ask you for the grace in my life to forgive. Father, teach me and show me some way that I can walk through this and forgive those who deeply wounded me. I'm not talking about just verbally, oh, I forgive them. I'm talking about a place that when you hear their name again, it doesn't ring a bell in your life and just drive you to a place of pain. And you have that rush in your soul where, you know, you feel the adrenaline of that very thing happening. And we know that Dr. Leaf, I can forget her first name, Caroline Leaf, she has a book about your mind that is really talks about that. And they did secular studies. These are not Christian studies, where they talk about memory cells and pain within memory cells when you have a history of something bad happening to you. And the study showed, secular study showed, that the only way to stop that from happening, that the pain from those memories, is through forgiveness. And I think if the world can figure that one out, shouldn't we? You know. And what happens, she says in her book, and it's a great book to get, and she does courses you can find all over YouTube, is the fact that within each memory cell of a pain, a rejection, whatever your issue is, are toxins. And when you touch that memory, or have somebody does it, touches it for you, it opens that memory cell and those toxins go through your body and you feel a flush in your body. You know how that is, a sinking feeling, we another term for it. And it's because that memory is not been healed. And that's just use it as a positive. Okay, I got some areas in my life when I mean, I heard that name or heard that event, you know, I heard that song, you know, whatever, you know, and this flushing feeling goes through, this sinking feeling. That's a sign that you got a memory there that's not healed up, and that's an open door. That's an open door to the enemy to take residence in your mind. Okay, so there's good. So the number two, we finished emotions and your attitudes. Let's go to your mind here. The mind is the battlefield that we must overcome in order to be totally free. We got to overcome this area. And some of the characteristics of the demons in that area are doubt, unbelief, confusion, forgetfulness, indecision, compromise, humanism, and ultimately insanity. Well, you know, I feel like I'm like one of those commercials about drugs, and these are the side effects. And you're like, well, I have them all. Well, you may have measures of them, but I'm talking about tormenting, debilitating, things that just literally shut you down. You constantly are in unbelief. You constantly are in confusion. You're constantly forgetting, and you can't make up your mind. You have tons of compromise in your life, and eventually you start trusting in human and human ways to solve problems rather than the Lord. And that'll lead to a spirit of insanity. It really will. A deaf and dumb spirit, maybe what Jesus was talking about. And usually people who rely most on their mental abilities are the ones who are most open to this type of demonic attack. And these I have seen, intellectuals that are just bound with this type of demonic residence. I mean, I'm talking about lost people now who trust in humanism in their mind. And I've had them fully manifest demonic demons when we confronted this issue. Well, how much more so if you're calling yourself a Christian and you're trusting humanism in your mind to solve your problems? I mean, you're just inviting the enemy to come in and to take residence in your mind. And that's the battlefield. Remember, your mind is your part of your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. So this is an area that you've got to deal with. If we've opened the door to a demon by, you know, just saying the wrong things, we need to cancel the wrong thing by saying the right thing. You know, Peter in John 21, he denied Christ three times, right? So, you know, if anybody could be under attack by the enemy, is that way. Look, the enemy come back, you denied him. You said you wouldn't, you did. You said that you would die and you didn't, you know. And so the torment, the thoughts will start coming. But after the resurrection, Jesus led Peter to unsay that denial by affirming to him. The Lord said to him three times, "Do you love me?" And so Peter went through that encounter where, "Lord, you know my heart. You know I do." Now we know the difference between phileo and agape. He was teaching in that. But the fact is, he got it reversed. And there's a simple key to you on dealing with this issue, is reversing the curse through the way you talk and changing your language, changing the way that you communicate about the things that the Lord is doing in your life. So don't be afraid, you know, to reverse it by saying the opposite. We teach this in our prophetic here at the ministry, where we teach you to operate in an opposite spirit. You know, if you're feeling depressed, you go to this place, I'm going to walk in joy. I'm going to operate in the opposite spirit. And that's one way that we start driving the enemy out of our lives, is we're not going to give place to him by agreeing with his lies. And so those are some real keys for you today to deal with your mind. And that's the battlefield. It's a key battlefield of your life. And if you don't win that battlefield, that enemy will come in and take residence in your mind, will lead you to torment. Now, you're the one that started it, but the enemy will come in and begin to build something there that's against you. Okay, we're going to pick up here tomorrow. Have a good day. See you.